my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Courtney Bugs is visiting assistant professor of homiletics at Christian Theological Seminary in Indianapolis. This week, in an online commentary on the gospel reading, she tells a wonderful story that goes like this. One of my earliest memories of attending church with my grandmother, affectionately known as Big Mama, is of testimony. At Big Mama's church, there was singing and praying and preaching and testimonies. I did not know the language of liturgy and proclamation, but I knew there was something significant about the ways in which the congregants talked about God. Adults and children would spontaneously stand up and witness to the goodness of God, which they called testifying. They seemed to know God, even as they wanted to know God more deeply. The typical testimonial preamble sounded something like this: giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, and to the pastor, officers, and deacons, to the saints and friends. God has been good to me. The testifier would continue with personal reflection about who God is, what God did, and how fellow worshipers ought to respond to this miracle-working, prayer-answering, right-on-time God. Jesus as the way maker, the light, and the answer permeated these testimonies, depicting the expansive character of the divine. End of quote. Testifying to the miracle-working, prayer-answering, right-on-time God. Testifying is not part of the worship tradition at St. James. In fact, we might be shocked by someone interrupting the service and spontaneously bearing witness to the goodness of God in their life. But why not? I've been interrupted in the middle of preaching by the discovery of a live bat, by tiny children chiming in, by medical emergencies, oh, and by malfunctioning technology. So why not someone so inspired they couldn't keep from telling their story of the goodness of God? Now that I think about it, it seems kind of a shame we don't do that. Because telling our personal stories about the goodness of God is the very thing we need most when times are dark. Today we read about John the Baptizer. Giving his testimony was exactly what John came to do. The gospel tells us that John came as a witness to testify to the light. John told people to look, to watch, to wait, until they saw the light that had come into the world in the person of Jesus, the Messiah. Look, he said, there is the light. Can you see it for yourself? Reminding one another about the goodness of God is what people have often done in dark times. That's what the psalmist was doing in Psalm 126. We don't know the exact context, but scholars think the psalmist might have been speaking to God's people after they returned from exile in Babylon. They had been back in Jerusalem a while, but things were not going well. So the psalmist says, wait. Do you remember what it was like when God restored our fortunes once before? We had been in a foreign land many years, and word came that we could return. Do you remember how unbelievably joyful we were to know we could go home? It was then that we shouted, "The Lord has done great things for us." At that moment, the psalmist was standing with the people who had lost hope in a very dark time. And he was pointing to the light. He reminded them, God has restored our fortunes once before, and God will do it again. The tears we shed now will be transformed into songs of joy. That's what it looks like to point to the light for another, to give testimony to the goodness of God, goodness that we have seen before and will see again. Isaiah gave his testimony too, and bore witness to the light of God's goodness. Isaiah said, "The Lord has anointed me to bring good news, to bind up the hurting, to proclaim that freedom is coming." Isaiah announced, "God will provide a complete reversal of our present circumstances." In Isaiah's case, we do know those circumstances. Isaiah was speaking to the people who had returned from exile. But their dreams of a restored city and a rebuilt temple had not come to fruition. All around them was ruin and devastation and anything but the kingdom they had imagined. So Isaiah pointed to the light. He reminded them who God is and what God has done before. God is the one who changed our circumstances, not just a little bit, but dramatically. Those who mourned became those who shouted with gladness. Those who were sick at heart became those whose hearts sang with praise. On the strength of who God is and what God has done before, Isaiah proclaimed that God would once again clothe God's people in power, and they would do great things, repairing, rebuilding, restoring the very city that lay in ruins around them. This is the word of promise we desperately need today. God is a God who reverses fortunes, who fills us with capacity to do things that seem unimaginable. Right now, we are in our own kind of exile, but the time is coming when we will be released and there will be work to do, the work of repairing and rebuilding and restoration. In a nation decimated by the coronavirus, devastated by racial injustice and political division, and so much more. It may not be our tradition to give testimonies in church, but think of the blessing it is when someone tells us the story of what God has done in their life. It restores peace. It renews joy and rebuilds hope. I want to suggest today that each of us look for an opportunity to point to the light for someone else, or make an opportunity, maybe sitting around your dinner table or talking to a friend on the phone. Point someone else to the light. Tell some story of when you saw God, when you knew God was at work, when some miracle happened, big or small, when you knew that God was directing you, when God opened a door or changed your direction or put something or someone in your path and your hope was restored, your sense of trust renewed. Telling those stories throws open the windows for the light of Christ to become visible to all of us once again. It's time for us to testify to the miracle-working, prayer-answering, right-on-time God. I want to close with these words of Courtney Bugs. In the midst of darkness, disappointments, and dreary outlooks, God sent light into the world. Trying times have the possibility to yield tremendous testimonies. May God's people ever bear witness that the light is come and is now here. Thanks be to God. Amen.